A manhunt lasting more than 2 days ended before dawn on Sunday. Israeli troops detaining 6 Palestinians near Jenin in the occupied West Bank, 2 suspects in a deadly shooting attack, 4 others accused of helping them. Israel's security service says the men belong to Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
There was a success in closing a circle around the terrorists in a very short space of time, without allowing them to disappear into the field.
Thursday's attack killed 25-year-old Israeli settler Yehuda Dimentman, injuring 2 others in the car he was travelling in. They were leaving the illegal outpost of Homesh in the northern West Bank, officially withdrawn from in 2005, but still operating as the site of a Jewish religious seminary. The shooting here was the latest in a surge of attacks carried out by Palestinians against Israelis in recent weeks, but it also comes in the context of intensifying settler violence targeting Palestinians here in the occupied West Bank. Just hours after the shooting and dozens of kilometres away, a group of settlers attacked a home in the village of Kariut, beating Wael Mikbel with iron bars. He remains in hospital. Wael's father says the attackers pretended to be Israeli soldiers. Once inside, they smashed up the ground floor as well as attacking Wael. Yazan Mikbel says he doesn't expect his uncle's attackers to be brought to justice.
I believe they know where these guys come from because they're organized.
And so do you think they'll actually be arrested and prosecuted for what they've done?
Unfortunately, I do have like a strong conviction that people who do such things, they're not afraid of the consequences.
Last month, Israeli rights group B'Tselem published a report accusing Israel of using settler violence to help appropriate thousands of hectares of land in an organized, institutionalized manner. Israel's foreign minister last week called settler violence a stain. The prime minister calls it insignificant, saying settler pioneers require protection. Late on Sunday, the Israeli army revealed that settlers at Homesh had, the night before, attacked soldiers who were preventing them from erecting new structures at the outpost. The settlers have called for reinforcements. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, in the occupied West Bank.